This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KNCA. We're also queued up on the Sabetha Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Packed house, as always, here inside the gym at Nemaha Central High School, especially when the county rival Sabetha Blue Jays are in town. Thank you so much. It's game two of our doubleheader. Boys contest moments away from tipping off. Nemaha Central hosting Sabetha. If you're just joining us, it was all Thunder in the girls' game earlier tonight. Thunder beating the Blue Jays at final score 48-20. Again, Megan in studio. We got Lucas behind the camera for the Sabetha Channel. Logan Bitterman alongside Brandon Tabman with you as well. Well, now we transition. Logan, we were talking about this matchup a little bit before we got on the air. I think we're expecting a pretty competitive game tonight between these two teams. Nemaha Central coming in at 4-4. They have lost three straight. They won four of their first five, but three consecutive losses coming in. That includes the two Nebraska games in the Nemaha County Showdown last week. And then on the other side, of course, you've seen this Blue Jays team under 30-year head coach Josh Wartenberger. Back-to-back losses. Lost both those games against those Nebraska teams and sitting right now at 3-4 overall. 1-1 in league play. Nemaha looking for their first win in league play.
Yeah, and again, we talked about it on the girls' game. It's the same for the boys' teams in these two schools. They both played last week against the same school down in Nebraska. And both schools, Sabetha and Nemaha Central, went 0-2 against both of those Nebraska schools. Now, not taking anything away because obviously you know Johnson broke the last several seasons, especially last year winning state basketball up in Nebraska. And then obviously, you know, Auburn, they had a really good team. They were really fun to watch last week as well. This game could be interesting because Nemaha Central doesn't really have the size like they've had in the past, you know, so it's going to be more of a kind of a see who can get fast break opportunities. And I was talking to you about the Sabetha first game of the season on the boys' side, Brandon. They played Marysville first game. They beat them by 23, gave up 7 3-pointers, and still won that game. And did not hit a single 3-pointer on their side of things. So Sabetha, they definitely want to get into the fast break opportunity. If you're Nemaha Central, you got to find a way to slow them down. But the one thing the Sabetha boys have been doing is they've been kind of getting out of rhythm on defense. They've kind of been allowing some easy baskets and letting teams kind of find a rhythm themselves. So both teams kind of coming in this one with some holes in their skills, if you will, and got to find a way to kind of close those gaps and find a way to win.
Sabetha Blue Jays will start Cole Minnell, Charlie Luker, Reed Mitchell, Jack Frazee, and Micah Lang. 30-year head coach Josh Wartenberger, they're 3-4 and 1-1 in league play. Nemaha Central will start Leighton Thomas, Carter Hike, Jackson Haberkamp, Jack Mackey, and Caleb Schmelsley, a record of 4-4 and 0-1 in league play. A quick timeout. The tip-off is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This year, give yourself the gift of health. Remember, you shouldn't just visit the doctor when you're feeling ill. Prevention is the best medicine. At Sabetha Family Practice, we're welcoming new patients. Our dedicated team is here to help you manage chronic illnesses and provide essential preventative exams. Don't wait until it's too late. Prioritize your health today. Call Sabetha Family Practice at 785-284-2141. Your health is your greatest gift.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KNCA and the Sabetha Channel, we're getting set to tip it up here in Seneca. It's the county rivalry. That is the Nemaha County rivalry. Sabetha in town in Seneca tonight. First meeting between the Thunder and the Blue Jays. Nemaha Central at 4-4, 0-1 in league play. Blue Jays come in at 3-4, 1-1 in league play. Here we go. Nemaha Central in the home white uniforms and the first edition of 2026. Between these Nemaha County rivals, here's Schmelzley from the left wing, fading away, tough shot, got it to go. Kalem Schmelzley, leading scorer for this Thunder squad at 13 a game, and 14 seconds into the game, it's a 2-0 Nemaha Central lead. First opportunity left to right, Blue Jays here in the first half. Here's Michael Lang, now over into the corner, it's Cole Minold. Thunder extending out his own defense right now. Here's a nice drive, kick to the right block. Shot up is good. In traffic for Jack Frazee. Both teams. Dynamite on their opening possession. Couple of baskets. A 2-2 tie. We're 40 seconds in. What a great crowd and atmosphere as always. Schmelzley wasn't looking on the cut, and it's taken away. Turnover by Nemaha Central. Here is Michael Lang underneath. Little up and under. Missing on the shot. Tipped down underneath. And the rebound pulled in by Leighton Thomas. Boy, great look there for Lang, just couldn't convert. 2-2 tie, 60 seconds in. Here's Mackey, a post touch. Back to the bucket, going to work. Had it knocked away, out of bounds. And that's a Nemaha Central turnover. So after that first bucket for the Thunder by Schmelzley, back-to-back turnovers by NC. Thomas, Hike, Haberkamp, Mackey, and Schmelzley, the five for the Thunder. Mennel, Lukert, Mitchell, Frazee, and Lang, the starting five for the Blue Jays in the all-road blue uniforms. Here's a right side three. Mennel open. It was on target but strong. Tried to fight for his own rebound on the right wing. Carter Hike gets on the floor. And a couple of bodies down. They call the tie-up, and it's going to stay here with the Blue Jays. 2-2 tie about 90 seconds in. Nemaha Central won both meetings last year against the Blue Jays. Now the Blue Jays went 13-10, but they were 4 points away from the state tournament, Logan. We were there in Hiawatha as they lost to Silver Lake 49-45. And that run, you know, that three-year run for Sabetha, 18 wins, 21 wins, and 19 wins from 2021 to 2024. An elbow jump shot's off the target. Kalem Schmelzley the rebound for Nemaha Central. Schmelzley going to work, spins in the lane, leaves it short with one hand, but tips into the hands of Mackey in a second chance. Thomas a deep one, that's off the heel. Mackey with another offensive rebound, make it back-to-back offensive boards. Hike will drive, he'll flip, and nearly got it to go. Nemaha Central fighting for it, and a travel is going to be called on Jackson Haberkamp after he pulled in what was the fourth offensive rebound of that possession.
Yeah, and just one thing Nemaha Central did well there on that offensive side, offensive rebounds and trying to get second chance points.
2+ minutes into this first quarter, Nemaha County rivalry on KNZA. 2-2 tie here in the boys game, Blue Jays and Thunder. Packed house here tonight inside the Nemaha Central gym. Mackey got a hand on it. They were looking for a post touch for Jack Frazee. So Mackey the last to touch it. Blue Jays will throw it in with Cole Minold right side of his own backboard. Blue Jays working on offense left to right. Thunder right to left. In the opening half, Reed Mitchell chasing it down near midcourt. Charlie Lukert has a touch. Now into the corner with Frazee. In a 2-2 tie, looking for a pass through traffic, but on the right wing, Mitchell able to gather. Now into the corner, three on the way. Hits high off the rim, fighting for the rebound. It's Micah Lang, and his shot off the rebound is no good, but a foul on the floor. So a good effort there by Micah Lang, who leads this Blue Jays team in points and rebounds.
That foul's on Mackey, his first.
Jack Mackey picks up the foul. Of course, Nemaha Central, a lot of these kids, part of the 2025 State Football Championship team. A lot of fun calling that game back in late November in Hutchinson. Blue Jays, fresh shot clock here. About 3 minutes in, still a 2-2 tie. Inside, Frazee missed the shot up close. Gets his own rebound, second chance, no good, and finally tips into the hands of Jackson Haberkamp. Boy, a couple of great looks for Frazee, and now Nemaha Central turns it over at midcourt. Now whistling a foul in transition, kind of a wild back-and-forth sequence. Blue Jays have the ball, Nemaha Central foul going against Jackson Haberkamp, his first in team foul number two.
And you can just tell both teams want to try to go quickly, and both teams just kind of having a little bit of mistakes early.
An old bouncing left corner, difficult fadeaway from 17 is a little bit strong, and a backside rebound for Haverkamp. Haverkamp already three rebounds here in the first 3-plus minutes. One of the best football players alive ever to play in Kansas, Carter Hick, had a touch left wing. Now Schmelzley has it on the right wing. Wants a Mackey screen, little two-man game. Dumps it down to Hick underneath. Now an extra pass to Mackey, but he short arms a short shot and a foul on Mackey. Or let's see, but Mackey couldn't have had a more point-blank shot. He missed it. And then maybe a frustration foul. Mackey picks up his second. He has to come off the floor. Six-foot senior Caleb Stroff then checks in for him. Also back into the Blue Jay lineup. We'll see Ian Dieters on the floor. A 2-2 tie again. Logan, both these teams scored on their first possessions. We've been scoreless for about 3-plus minutes.
Yeah, both teams just trying to go quick and just kind of missing some easy opportunities inside.
Right now the Blue Jays trying to break that 2-2 tie. Looking for their first lead tonight as the Thunder scored first. Here's a nice up and under move inside and off the miss. Jackson Haverkamp, another rebound. Up the floor, Hick trying to beat the defense. He does with a right-handed layup. There's Carter Hick. Tremendous football player. Breaks that 2-2 tie. It's a 4-2 Thunder lead at the halfway mark here in quarter number one. Here's Lukerts. Right side of the floor, Reed Mitchell. Back up top now, Ian Dieters a touch. Into the corner with Lukerts. Dribbles back to the wing, and up top it goes. Jayton Myers also in as well. Reed Mitchell. Over to Lukert. 14 on the shot clock. Pass deflected out of bounds by Carter Hick. Got that right meaty paw in the direction of that pass. And the Blue Jays have 11 seconds here on the shot clock. It'll be Reed Mitchell to throw it in.
Yeah, and Jayden Meyer kind of got a little lucky on that pass because there was nobody in the corner, which is where he threw that ball and it went out of bounds.
Well, Ian Dieters, a little confusion on the right wing and a turnover by the Blue Jays on the inbounds pass. Sub in for Nemaha Central as Jordan Lewis, the 5'8 senior, is going to check in. We're actually going to get a timeout here on the floor. Blue Jays call it. It's a 30. We're going to keep it right here. 3:36 to go. Boys game in the first quarter. Nemaha County rivalry. It is a 4-2 Thunder lead. 2 points from Schmelzley and Hick. 2 points for the Blue Jays by Jack Frazee. Again, you look at just kind of what we expect from the Big East League this season. Right now, you look up at the early standings. Jeff West on the boys' side, a 3-0 start. Silver Lake 2-0. Hiawatha 1-0. St. Mary's also 1-0 as well. Perry LeCompton, they sit there at 2-2. It is very early, Logan.
Yeah.
But again, there are a lot of good, evenly balanced teams I feel like we have in this league. And much like the girls' side, it's going to be competitive all the way to the final week.
Yeah, it definitely will be. You kind of expect going into the season, Silver Lake would definitely be up there early and maybe at the end of it. But when was the last time you saw both Sabetha and Multiple boys teams on the bottom half of the boys standing this early in the season?
Well, right now, out of the timeout again, the Thunder, just their second league game, trying to avoid an 0-2 start, and that's a good start to that with a left corner triple by Caleb Strothman. That's his third three of the year, and the Thunder, their largest lead at 7-2, 3:10 to go first quarter. Into the corner with Cole Mintle, closed out quickly by Leighton Thomas. Mintle back up to the left wing, off top of the key to Jayton Meyer. Now a touch on the block, Mintle using the body. Up against Haverkamp, and Cole Mintle, averaging 9 points per, gets it to 7-4. Quickly back up the floor, short shot miss. This is going to be a foul on the rebound attempt against Jackson Haverkamp, and that's going to be his second. So the Blue Jays get a stop down three.
Yeah, we're in the first quarter in Nemaha Central already with two players with two fouls.
Haverkamp with two fouls. Mackey with two fouls as well. Hick quickly back in for Haverkamp. So you got Schmelzley, you got Hick. You got Lewis, Strothman, and Thomas, the five on the floor for the Thunder. You got Dieters, you got Mintle, you got Frazee, you got Lang, and Myers, the five on the floor right now for the Blue Jays, as Sabetha about to get maybe another sub, but right now Josh Wurtenberger talking with one of the officials who's going back and forth, discussing something with the coaches, kind of pausing the action here. Well, John Thomas gets his veteran as it gets in any sport, any level. 31st year coaching this Nemaha Central team, looking for career win number 529 here tonight. Only 185 losses. What a run it's been for Thunder coach John Thomas. We're back to it. Blue Jays have it, bouncing it in the right corner. Luker thought about it. Now with the elbow, turning and facing is Lang. Spinning, got a man up, and he drew a foul. Nicely played by Michael Lang, and he's going to shoot two. Check the white jersey call. Multiple jerseys around that scenario inside, and they get the call on Leighton Thomas. That's his first. Here's Michael Lang at the line. 13 points and 6 rebounds a game, leading the Blue Jays in both categories. One thing he's hoping to get up on is that free throw percentage at 36%. IQ, the first one a little strong, no good. Second on the way, strong as well. About the exact same miss, and the rebound for Stroffman. 7-4, Nemaha Central by 3, under 2.5 minutes to go, first period. Blue Jays going man-to-man here. Here's Stroffman with it. On the dribble right, hands it off into the corner with Jordan Lewis. Now Hike, Schmelzley up top. Schmelzley on the dribble, little hop step, fading away. Difficult shot, my goodness. Caleb Schmelzley fading away on the right baseline, makes it 9-4 Thunder at 2:05 to go in the quarter. That is a shot that is nearly impossible to defend. Schmelzley listed at 6'4". Here's Mendel, the hard drive, threw some contact, missed the shot. Fighting for the rebound, it's pulled away by Frazee to save that possession for the Blue Jays. Get a fresh shot clock here. Mendel left side on the wing. Back up top it goes to Luker. A little more left side of the floor. Now straight away, it's Jack Frazee. That pass by Frazee tipped away at midcourt. Schmelzley trying to pick it up, and he finally does so for the turnover, and now Hike up the floor in transition for two. Carter Hike now with 4. 11-4, Nemaha Central by 7. 1:25 to go here in the first. Defense leading to offense there. And now losing it off his leg and out of bounds is Ian Dieters for another Blue Jays turnover. Right now, momentum on the side of the home team Thunder. Reed Mitchell back into the game, also checking in for Sabetha is Jayton Meyer. One thing, Logan, you and I talked about was a lot of guys in the book for the Blue Jays, and head coach Josh Wurtenberger not afraid to use a lot of bodies.
Yeah, he plays quite a few guys. There are several guys I haven't even seen yet that most likely will probably get in this game at some point.
11-4, Nemaha Central with a 7-point lead, just north of a minute to go here in the first quarter. Left side, Jordan Lewis, a 3, he got it to go. Jordan Lewis, that is his 8th made 3 this season. And the largest lead for Nemaha Central at 14-4. Final 55 seconds and counting, first period. Here's a touch inside for Michael Lang. Little up, little under. Missed the shot, left it short. Rebound, Stroffman. Momentum for the Thunder. Trying to get it up the floor quickly. Hesitation, dribble by Hike, and they're going to call him for an offensive foul. So Hike picks up the foul. It's 5 turnovers now on Nemaha Central here in the quarter. 42 seconds left to go in the first. Blue Jays down 10 here at NC. Here's Charlie Lukerts. Now into the corner. Mitchell. Skip pass deflected, but Mendel has it on the right wing. He'll pull up from 3, hits the rim twice, falls off. Lang the rebound. He sticks it up and in. Doing the garbage work there. Michael Lang, 14-6. 20 seconds to go here. Thunder by 8 with the ball. Shot clock turned off. Now reaching in at midcourt, a foul on Cole Mendel. Just the first team foul against the Blue Jays, as Ian Dieters is going to check back in, also Jack Frazee as well. So the Thunder side out, up 14-6. And play for the final shot here. A couple late subs in for the Thunder as well. Jack Mackey with 2 fouls and Jackson Haverkamp with 2 fouls as well. So Coach Thomas wants those two in for offensive purposes. Schmelzley to throw it in. Just under 17 seconds to go in the quarter. Mackey hands it back to Schmelzley. He'll pull from deep. Couldn't get a 3 to go straight away. Into the corner, chasing it down is Jayton Meyer. 9 seconds to work here for Sabetha. Quickly up the floor, it's Luker. 5 seconds into the corner. Hard drive, shot. Spins in there off the window at the buzzer for Reed Mitchell. Big bucket there for the Blue Jays to close it out. The Nemaha County rivalry. Boys game, 8 minutes deep. First quarter action, Thunder 14, Blue Jays 8. Second quarter coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KNCA, Nemaha County Rivalry. First meeting in 2026. Thunder hosting Sabetha. Boys game going to the second quarter. Thunder, the opening possession of quarter number two, and a 14-8 lead. Thanks again for tuning in. We got Lucas. We got Logan with the Sabetha Channel. Megan in studio. Brandon here as well on KNCA. Working inside, nice kick, Mackey along two, he airmailed it long, way off the target, backside rebound for Micah Lang. Blue Jays tried to chip away, down six, 30 seconds into quarter number two. Bounce pass, short corner right, diving in Lang with a teardrop with the right hand. What touch for Micah Lang, and it's 14-10 Thunder, 40 seconds into quarter number two. Schmelzley going to work, stops on the left elbow, right side pass, now back up top. Here's Jordan Lewis. Now Strothman. Right side, Jackson Haverkamp. He's got two fouls. Back up top to the leading scorer, Kalem Schmelzley. They go under the screen. He fires a three. It was halfway down and out. No go. And a rebound for Cole Minnell. Minnell bouncing it up the floor. Lang through traffic, adjusting and hitting inside. Micah Lang getting off to a strong start. John Thomas wants a timeout. 14-12, just like that. The Blue Jays back to within two. It's a full timeout. We'll follow suit. 6:50 to go, first half. Nemaha Central 14, Sabetha 12. You're listening to high school basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, John Thomas in Nemaha Central not liking the first 70 seconds of quarter number two. Back-to-back buckets of the Blue Jays and Micah Lang. And what was a six-point end of first quarter lead, Logan, in a 4-0 start for the Blue Jays. Micah Lang looking good. It's 14-12.
Yeah, that's just one thing, Sabetha. We've kind of seen in some games this season. They kind of get down a little bit early and just kind of find a way back. And you know, I was talking to you, Brandon, kind of said it in the pregame for this boys matchup. Sabetha wants to go quick. They want to get up the floor quickly, and they want to go inside. They don't really want to shoot the three. And we've seen that pretty much. We've seen Sabetha shoot at least one that I know of, but they just want to try to get it inside and get easy baskets.
So out of the Nemaha Central timeout, Blue Jays now ramping up that pressure in the full court, and a pass tips, but a foul's going to be called. Boy, heavy effort there for Charlie Luker, but I think the official said it was a little too much of an effort, and Luker picks up the foul, his first. First foul on either side in quarter number two. 14-12, Thunder by two. 6:41 to go until the half. Little stoppage of play. They want to wipe off the ball, a little soaked. Perfectly fine, want to make sure it's cleaned up. Assist there for head coach John Thomas. Mentioned the veteran leadership. Under Nemaha Central head coach John Thomas, 31st season at the helm. He has won 528 games. He has lost just 185. Last season, the Big East League champs, Nemaha Central at 19-3, but their season ended with a six-point loss to Council Grove in the sub-state semifinals. Other side, Sabetha got to a sub-state title but lost to Silver Lake by four in Hiawatha. Back to the action here. Thunder up two with the ball. 90 seconds into quarter number two. Here's Strothman, right side, Haverkamp. Dribbles back top of the key, hands it off to Lewis right there. Using a Mackey screen, Thomas wide open, triggers a three, hits the rim twice. Mackey using the strength, offensive rebound, plus two. Jack Mackey, the 6'4 senior. An all-league tight end for the football team with an offensive rebound and stick back. Good block inside. Mackey says no, and a rebound to boot. Back up the floor. Thunder, a little momentum up four. How about a floater in the lane by Thomas? Gets his own miss. Puts it back up and in. Leighton Thomas, right place, right time, off his own miss. Back-to-back offensive stick backs for the Thunder. Their lead back to six, 18-12, 5:44 to go in the half. Here's Menold getting it on a backdoor cut, spinning in the lane, has to force it up through contact. A heavy finish. How about it for Cole Menold? He's got two more. Leighton Thomas steps right into a deep three. It's a little bit strong, and Menold the back rebound, and a foul called on Nemaha Central. Boy, you can see the energy and pace and just sheer emotion, Logan, from these two teams. It's always fun when the rivals hook it up, and that's going to be the third foul on Jack Mackey. Into the game now, we will see. All right, you're going to have to help me out here, Logan.
Number 42, Holden Edelman.
Okay. Well, I mentioned in the pregame there were a lot of names in the book.
And this is actually Holden Edelman's first game this season at the varsity level.
Well, remember a couple of big bodies in that senior class last year. Middle, the three, got it in the left corner. Seven in the first half for Cole Menold. He hits it from 33% from downtown and a 5-0 run here for the Blue Jays. 18-17, Thunder plus one. 3 minutes in, five to go until the half, but extending on just the new big bodies inside for the Blue Jays. Mason Mingy, Luke Renier were two big bodies. I graduated off a pretty big senior class last season. Edelman trying to step in. Here's a foul on the perimeter against Cole Menold. That's going to be his second. Team foul number two, and that's going to draw a sub by head coach Josh Wurtenberger. We'll see Kyson Wurtenberger into the game, a 6'4 sophomore.
Yeah, and Hike and Mason Chulions also checked in for Nemaha Central.
Both teams, a lot of rotations here. Mason Chulions with the touch. Carter Hike working in the lane, a right side kick. Schmelzley fires, can't get the three to go. Edelman strong for the rebound, and he draws a foul. Holden Edelman off the miss by Schmelzley. The foul on Carter Hike. That's his second. Both teams now, two team fouls in quarter number two. 4:43 to go until the half. 18-17, Nemaha Central by one here in the second quarter. Another chance here for the Blue Jays to gather a lead. Had multiple lead changes throughout this opening half of play. Here's Michael Lang with it. Little up and under. Good pass. A three on the way. Mitchell airballed it. Might as well have been a pass, and then a shot blocked inside, but Lukert gathers. Another three on the way, off the heel, couldn't go off the second, bounce off the rim, and Schmelzley finally pulls it away, launching up the floor to Strothman. Hike, a little backdoor cut, can't make that shot, and a rebound for Sabetha and Wurtenberger. Boy, the pace is high here in this second quarter. 4 minutes in, 4 minutes to go, 18-17 NC. Lang, beautiful spin move, and that is pure. Too big for Caleb Strothman, and Michael Lang now with 8 first half points. 19-18, Blue Jays retake the lead. Here's Carter Hike, picks up the dribble prematurely. Now Chulion to touch high right. Now a long pass saved by Schmelzley on the left wing. Nearly went out of bounds. Now he wants to go to work. He's on the left elbow, spins to his right. Beautifully done, but he left the shot short. And a rebound for Sabetha pulled in by Wurtenberger. So Wurtenberger playing his first minute tonight. He's already got a couple of rebounds. Here's Edelman wanting to go to work from the free throw line. Hike knocks it away. Bodies hit the floor, and it's taken away by Nemaha Central. Fourth turnover by Sabetha. 3:16 and counting first half. 19-18 Blue Jays. It's been a fun, competitive game. Kind of what we expected here in the boys' contest. Here's Carter Hike saying, Leighton Thomas, get up here. Take this ball. Let's reset the offense. 18 on the shot clock. Dribbles over to the right wing. They'll bounce it up top. This is Strothman. Now Schmelzley, a post touch. Chulions will fire. Right corner three. Left it short. Rebound Edelman. Blue Jays up one with the ball. Little 3-on-2 break. Good. Little give and go. Layup good. Wurtenberger for two. That's how you execute a 3-on-2 break. 21-18. Blue Jays by three. 2:40 to go in the half. Here's Julian's right side on the wing. Triple threat. Back up top to Strothman. Now Height gets it between the rings out high. Waist high dribbles to the right hand. Spins in the lane. Tough shot for Edelman. It's an air ball. And Sabetha blocks it out. It goes out of bounds. And it should be Sabetha ball. As a sub in, Jack Frazee replacing Edelman. And I think they're giving this ball to Nemaha Central, Logan. Well, Blue Jay fans not pleased. Everybody ran the other way. Even the Thunder players thought it was off them. But whether it's a missed call or not, it's going to be Nemaha Central ball. Trying to throw it in. Strothman needing to find someone. Finally does. Gets it up top here to Leighton Thomas. Fresh shot clock. Blue Jays by three. 2:20 to go in quarter number two. 21-18 on the tally. Here's Shulions. Now Strothman wants a Schmelzley screen. Fighting through it as Luker played it well. And that's going to be a travel. Jordan Lewis got the touch up top. Drug that pivot foot. And it's six first half turnovers for Nemaha Central. Whether it was a missed call or not, Blue Jays got that possession. They got the stop, and they'll get it back with just north of 2 minutes to go in the half, leading by three. Here is Jack Frazee with it. They dump it down to Lang on the block. Shimmies it into the corner. Three is short, tipped in the lane, and a foul is going to be called, I believe, against the Blue Jays on the rebound attempt. They get it on Michael Lang. Boy, what a great find by Lang to find Wurtenberger on the left wing. Just missed that three short. We get a timeout on the floor. The 30. We'll keep it right here. Our timeout's here on KNCA, brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break. You're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn. The perfect timeout snack. We appreciate Lucas. We got Logan. We got Megan. We got Brandon. Of course, quite the difference from what we've seen in the two games tonight. It was all Nemaha Central in the girls game. They led it by 30 at the half. We'll go on to win it by 28 over the Blue Jays, but we knew this game would be physical, fast, competitive, emotional. We have seen it all to this point. Under 2 minutes to go, timeout on the floor, multiple lead changes. Right now the Blue Jays leading 21-18.
Yeah, and Brandon, we kind of, again, I talked about it before this game, and you can see it. What the Nemaha Central boys want to do is they want to quickly get up the floor, but then once they do, they want to kind of get everybody down there, get the offense set, and try to work it inside for a good basket. Whereas Sabetha, they want to quickly get up the floor and just try to go fast break opportunities. And so far in the second quarter, that's what Sabetha's been able to do, is kind of get Seneca out of their offensive rhythm, and Sabetha able to find theirs back the other way.
Thunder have the ball out of the timeout. Blue Jays coming out with a full court press. Thunder methodically working it across the midcourt line. Here's Leighton Thomas. Left side into the corner. This is Strothman. Post touch here. Julian's extra pass. Thomas a three. Front rim no. Rebound for Reed Mitchell. 3-point lead for the Blue Jays. 90 seconds to go in the half. Here's Lang. Wurtenberger now in the corner. Dribbles back to the left wing. Now back near midcourt. Reed Mitchell reset. 20 on the shot clock. Still plenty of time here. Lukert goes back to Wurtenberger. One dribble right. Picks it up left wing. Now into the corner with Mitchell. Here's Lang. Right side to Luker. 10 seconds on the shot clock here. Being hounded by Jordan Lewis. Now gets it to Wurtenberger. Steps in the lane. Dumping it down. Knocked away. Frazee had a good look, but it's taken away. Turnover by the Blue Jays. Make it five here in the first half. 56 seconds to go. 21-18. Blue Jays by three. Thunder with the ball. Here's Leighton Thomas. Right side. Shovels it on the wing to Lewis, who comes back to the top of the key with a couple of dribbles. Now Shulions. Wants to dump it down. Here's Schmelzley, left baseline. Back up top to Thomas. He is not afraid to fire. He left that three short. Blue Jays let it go out of bounds. And it's going back to the Blue Jays. Thunder a little bit cold on offense here in the final 3 or 4 minutes or so. Blue Jays by three, 21-18. 1.5 seconds, Logan, between the shot clock and the game clock.
Yeah. So Nemaha Central should technically get another opportunity, but Sabetha, they want to get some points here before the halftime break.
I would say essentially the Blue Jays could play pretty much for the final shot if they'd like. Right now dribbling near midcourt, right side pass, Wurtenberger. Now Luker to touch in the corner, down to 16 on the game clock, 14 on the shot clock. Now dribbling is Reed Mitchell up top, guarded by Schmelzley. Luker to touch. 5 seconds on the shot clock here. Inside, tough shot, no. Rebound, second chance up and one. Energy and effort from Micah Lang in an and-one opportunity. 23-18 Blue Jays. 2 seconds to go in the half. Nemaha Central foul on Schmelzley, his first, and team foul number three. The largest lead here in the first half for Sabetha at 5, and a chance for one more. 10 points and 4 rebounds here in the first half for Lang. He spins out the free throw. Offensive rebound in at the buzzer by Jack Breezy. So a quick 4 points on the final possession for the Blue Jays, and their lead extends to 25-18 here at Nemaha Central at the half. Boy, how about that energy to close things out? Our halftime show coming your way next, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online, highlandcc.edu. A 3-minute timeout, halftime coverage after a break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SML PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nemaha County rivalry boys game at the half, tail of two quarters. Nemaha Central jumped out to a 14-8 first quarter lead. But Logan, how about the Blue Jays on both ends of the floor in the second 8 minutes? They outscored the Thunder 17-4. Combination of Cole Minold and Micah Lang had 15 of the Blue Jays' 17 second quarter points. And the Blue Jays doing it, as I mentioned, on both ends of the floor, up 7 here at the half.
Yeah, and, you know, again, I know it's kind of repetitive saying it over and over, but you look at you can kind of see it firsthand, Brandon. Again, in the first game, Sabetha played against Marysville. They want to work it up the floor quickly and want to go fast break opportunities, and we've seen it here, especially in that second quarter. You know, that first quarter, it looked like Nemaha Central maybe kind of going to do what the girls did, but the Sabetha boys came out in the second quarter, found their offensive rhythm immediately, and just started working. Nemaha Central took that timeout quickly, And then they kind of found a rhythm for, you know, less than about a minute or so. And then Sabetha just kind of turned it around and went back again. Won the second quarter 17-4, hadn't had the 7-point lead at 25-18 here at halftime. And you said it, Michael Lane and Cole Middle especially, those two so far tonight leading the Blue Jays in scoring. And again, you look at it, some of these guys, they've had experience playing on the varsity level a season ago for Sabetha. You know, so you got to look at the second half. And both teams, you got to find a way to keep your offensive rhythm going, but you got to find a way to get stops defensively. How about the big thing, though, is Jack Mackey with those three fouls coming out of halftime?
Yeah, no doubt. Foul trouble got the Thunder and a little bit of issues there in the first half. As you mentioned, Mackey with three. Jackson Haverkamp picked up two early fouls. Had to miss some time in the first half picking those up in the first quarter. But again, Michael Lang, 10 points, 4 rebounds, leading Sabetha here at the half. Cole Menold adding 7. And then 4 points from Jack Frazee, who got that bucket at the buzzer to end the first half. He got it off a free throw miss from Micah Lang, and essentially a 4-point play, essentially, in that final stretch, final 30 or so seconds of that second quarter. But a big swing there for the Blue Jays. 2 points as well from Kyson Wurtenberger, and then Reed Mitchell, a 2-point basket as well. Nemaha Central in the first half. 4 from Carter Hike, 4 from Caleb Schmelsley, 3 from Caleb Strothman, 3 from Jordan Lewis, and then 2 points apiece from Leighton Thomas and Jack Mackey. Some of the first half team totals, Nemaha Central, 6 turnovers, 13 rebounds. They did not shoot a free throw in that first half, and they knocked down a couple of threes. For Sabetha, 5 first half turnovers, 14 team rebounds. They were 0 of 3 at the line and knocked down one triple as well. That was in the second quarter by Cole Menold. Again, our halftime stats here on KNCA brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton, Mike Tankin, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting, Jacob Yingst, and Courtney Brockoff. Nemaha County rivalry, boys game at the half, Sabetha on the road in Seneca with a 25-18 halftime lead over NC. Halftime coverage continues after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
The answer is yes, SBS. Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Big news, Nebraska. Frontier Bank is now Equity Bank. You'll still see the same friendly faces, now backed by the strength and service of Equity Bank. Enjoy powerful digital banking tools, no ATM fees anywhere, anytime, and early pay, giving you access to your paycheck up to 2 days early on applicable accounts. It's everything you need from a bank that never forgets it's your money. Stop by your nearest location or visit equitybank.com to learn more. Welcome to Equity Bank, member FDIC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Nemaha County rivalry boys game at the half. Sabetha with a 17-4 advantage in quarter number two. They lead the Thunder 25-18 here at the halftime break. Sabetha, 10 points from Michael Lang, 7 from Cole Menold, But a dominant second quarter at the Blue Jays right now in front by 7 as we approach the start of the third quarter. Final 30 seconds timeout. Second half coverage coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The new year has arrived, but Nemaha County Hospital's commitment remains the same. They're proud to serve our community with expert care, personal attention, and a team that truly puts people first. As 2026 begins, Nemaha County Hospital looks forward to continuing to care for our neighbors, families, and friends, right here, close to home. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Into Highland Community College, the halftime show sponsor here on KNZA. Always fun when we get a Nemaha County rivalry matchup. In the first meeting of 2026, the boys contest, Blue Jays on the road here in Seneca. 25-18, they lead the Thunder as we get set to start the third quarter of action. You got Haverkamp, you got Schmelsley, Thomas, Hike, and Mackey on the floor for Nemaha Central. You've got Micah Lang, Cole Menold, Charlie Lukert, Jack Frazee, and Reed Mitchell on the floor to begin this second half for Sabetha. Blue Jays now from right to left have the opening possession of the third quarter as they lead at 25-18. Mendel spins in the lane, got caught in some traffic, kicks it back up top here to Lukert in the corner. Now Mitchell, Mendel, Lang, they leave him open for three, hits the rim twice, falls off, rebound for Leighton Thomas. Nemaha Central's first offensive touch here in quarter number three. 25-18 Blue Jays, 30 seconds into this third quarter. Man-to-man here for the Blue Jays. Spinning in the lane, Haverkamp little up and under, tried to kiss it off the window. Mackey, the offensive rebound, and he got fouled going up underneath. Free throws coming up for the 6'4 senior, Jack Mackey. And the first foul in the third quarter going against Michael Lang, and that's his second. As Jack Mackey is at the line. John Thomas called him the workhorse of this roster. First free throw, no good. That was the first free throw attempt tonight for Nemaha Central. 65% as a team coming in, quality in that regard. But Mackey trying to go 1 for 2. He can't. Trying to fight for his own miss. He can't do so. So 0 for 2 there for Jack Mackey. And the rebound was cleared away by Reed Mitchell. Still 25-18 Blue Jays, about a minute into quarter number 3. Speaking of Mitchell, he has it on the right wing. Now Lukert, left wing, guarded by Thomas. Now a touch here from Mitchell. Hands it off to Lukert. Back into the corner, Mitchell, closed out by Hike. Here's a post touch for Frazee. Mendel, left corner, three is on the way, and he got it. Second triple tonight for Cole Mendel. And the lead is 10 for the Blue Jays at 28-18. Thunder, offensively, just 4 points since the first quarter. 6:35 to go third. Here's Schmelsley, a hard drive. He had it knocked away and out of bounds. Good hands there by Reed Mitchell. Maybe saving an easy bucket there for NC. Thunder will throw it in underneath with 19 on the shot clock. Carter Hike will throw it in. Fakes a pass, still holding, chest high. Now gets it to Schmelsley in the corner. Closed down quickly by Mitchell. They'll reset. 15 on the shot clock here for the Thunder. They're down 10. Largest lead here for the Blue Jays tonight. Here's Hike around a screen. Gets to the right elbow, picks it up there, throws it, nobody there. Now Mackey near midcourt, and that's going to be a foul on the Blue Jays with under 4 seconds to go on the shot clock. And the Thunder fortunate for that. As Lukert picks up his second foul, he would have had potentially an easy bucket in transition if the foul wasn't called. So the Thunder get a fresh shot clock here. Schmelsley working. Might have got away with a walk, and they call a foul instead. Boy, Schmelsley, maybe that one extra step with the Euro. We're going to get a timeout called here. It's a 30 for the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays fans not appreciative of the officials for that call, but Nemaha Central is going to have a couple free throws here after the timeout. 6:12 to go, third quarter. 28-18, Blue Jays here on the road. Well, Logan, again, right now, this Blue Jays offense, double-digit nights for Mendel and Lang, both with 10, leading the charge for the Sabetha offense.
Yeah, and, you know, again, we talked about it. Whenever these two teams match up, it's always a fun game, no matter if it's in Sabetha, whether it's here, whether it's in Substate, wherever it's at when they match up. But so far, you know, here in the second half, especially the start of the third quarter, a couple calls either way, maybe a little controversial if you ask both fan bases, obviously, now, but if you're both the teams, you got to keep your composure and you just got to, you know, just keep playing basketball here and not let it kind of get in your head, if you will.
Well, that foul that was called was on Lang, and that is his third. Schmelzley at the line, got the kind touch over the rim for the free throw. That first one good for Caleb Schmelzley. He's got five tonight, makes it 28-19, Blue Jays. The 44th free throw attempt this season for Schmelzley is good. So he goes 2 for 2, he has 6. And the first points for Nemaha Central since the first quarter. It's 28-20, beg your pardon. Blue Jays by 8. They were looking for Lang inside. Schmelzley got a hand on it. Lang diving for it. Schmelzley and Height getting tied up now. And a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to give it back to Nemaha Central. Both teams have been good with the possession. Not a ton of turnovers. As we get a quick sub, Jayton Myers going to check in as Lang again just picked up his third foul. Something to monitor here in the third quarter. 2+ minutes in. 8-point Blue Jays lead. Nemaha Central with the possession into the front court. Here's Schmelzley working left on a screen. Little give and go to Haverkamp. He's on the right block. Now Hike on a cut. Curls it up and in with the left hand. Haverkamp the assist. Hike now with 6. And a 4-0 run here for the Thunder. They're back to within 6 at 28-22. Here's Mitchell around a screen. They try to do a little give and go. Frazee had it knocked away. Haverkamp with a steal. Turnover by Sabetha. Little momentum here for the Thunder at home. Down 6. 5:20 and counting in this third quarter of action. Hike, little sidestep, trying to dump it to Schmelzley. Fadeaway Jay, left block is a swish. Schmelzley starting to heat up. He's got 8, 28-24. It's down to a 4-point Blue Jays lead and a 6-0 run here for Nemaha Central. 3 minutes in, 5 to go here in the third quarter. Here's Cole Minold, now Mitchell. Hard drive, Luker to the rack, rejected by Schmelzley. He pinned it off the glass, and a rebound for Jackson Haverkamp. Thomas, heavy three in transition, couldn't get it to go from the right wing. Rebound, Cole Minold. Great look for Thomas, couldn't convert. Hesitation by Luker, fading away, tough shot, hits the rim twice, falls off, and finally pulled away by Leighton Thomas. Couple bodies hit the floor, fans wanting a call in some capacity, and they finally got it against the Blue Jays. As we check the call, it'll be Charlie Luker, and that's his third. We're going to see Creighton Lancer into the game. First time tonight for him for the Blue Jays, and quickly back in with the three fouls is Michael Lang. We're also going to see Carson Edelman into the game for Nemaha Central. So both teams going a little bit deep into the bench here on this run. 28-24 Blue Jays, 6-0 run though here for Nemaha Central. They were down 10. It's now 4. 4.5 minutes to go here in this third quarter. We appreciate everyone hanging with us. Megan, our studio producer on KNZA. Brandon with you. Logan and Lucas on the Sabetha channel. Here's Schmelzley. Dumping it down to Hike. He's underneath the basket. Tries to flip it up. Little reverse layup with the right hand. Carter Hike. 8 points for Carter and an 8-0 run here for Nemaha Central. And it's 28-26 at 4:10 to go in the third. Thunder going man-to-man here. It is Reed Mitchell with the touch. Now Lang, right side, one dribble left, looking for a backdoor cut by Meyer. He got cut off. Now Lang, one dribble in, right side, middle, ball fake on Hike. Gets to the rack, layup, no, but a foul called. And free throws coming for the 5'9 senior, Cole Middle. Nemaha foul, they get it on Edelman, who just checked in. And that's his first, and team foul number one. Blue Jays have committed 4 fouls here in the quarter. Next one puts Nemaha at the line. First free throw by Minold, up and strong, no good. 67% this season at the line. Blue Jays as a team, 55%. Tonight, Blue Jays are 0 for 4 at the free throw line. Minold's second is pure. Got them both. So he goes 1 for 2. He has 11 to lead the Blue Jays tonight. Caleb Strothman checking back in. Edelman a quick minute of play there. He's quickly back to the bench. We're also going to see Ian Dieters back into the game here, replacing Creighton Lanter, who also saw a brief few seconds of action. So we're back to it, past the halfway point here in the third quarter. It was once a 10-point Blue Jays lead here early on. in this third quarter, but the Thunder with the ball down three. Here's Hike, dribbling, right elbow, gets a little bit into the lane. Now up top to Haverkamp. Schmelzley, left side on the wing, wants a ball screen. Played well there defensively by Wurtenberger. Schmelzley spins in, kicks it right. Strothman in the corner, he's called for a travel. Turnover by Nemaha Central, gives it back to the Blue Jays. 3.5 minutes to go in the third. 29-26 Blue Jays. A grinder of a game here tonight between these two rivals. Blue Jays work into the front court, right to left offensively. Here's Dieters, who's back into the game. A touch on the left wing. Now Lang had it ripped away. Hike stole it right at the left elbow. And then it's knocked away and out of bounds by Mennel. That'll be Nemaha Central basketball. Another turnover by the Blue Jays. They had all five turnovers in the first half, but the Blue Jays now three third-quarter turnovers as Reed Mitchell checks back into the game here and replacing Jayton Meyer. Thunder down three with the ball. 3:14 and counting, third quarter here in Seneca. Here's Strothman. Now Hike a touch. Lost it. Gathers. Wants a Schmelzley screen. Could have been a push-off. No call. Hop step on Lang. Kicks in the corner. Three on the way. That is missed by Strothman. And 5'9 senior Cole Mennel rips down that rebound for the Blue Jays. Far sideline. Works it into the front court. Now dribbling top of the key. Now Reed Mitchell left side. Here's Dieters. Top of the key. Right side in the corner it goes. And one over the top. It was read well, and a steal for Nemaha Central. Picked off by Strothman. Still 29-26. Here's a three for the tie. Hits off the rim and falls off. It nearly went down, but Lang the rebound for the Blue Jays. Schmelzley a good look. Couldn't convert. Now under 2.5 minutes to go here in the third. Still 29-26 Blue Jays. Thunder here, man-to-man on the defensive efforts. Here's Dieters in the corner. Has the dribble, not using. Now Wurtenberger. Now Mennold. Now Frazee, right corner. Back up top, Dieters. Left side, Wurtenberger, a three. Got it. Tyson Wurtenberger. He's got five. He hasn't taken a ton of threes this year, Logan, but he does hit it at a 50% clip. It's 32-26.
Yeah, and Tyson is actually a pretty good ball player. Plays quite a bit on JV. But when he does get in on the varsity level, gives very good minutes to the boys.
John Thomas calls a 30-second timeout for Nemaha Central. We'll keep it right here. A 6-point Blue Jays lead on the road at 1:58 to go in this third quarter. Again, the timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. So you look at Nemaha, down 10 at one point early on in this third quarter. They got it back to within four. But Tyson Wurtenberger, you mentioned, good JV player. Speaking of JV, Sabetha's JV team went last year 17-2.
Yeah.
A lot of these guys getting their first taste at the varsity level, but they were very successful last year at the junior varsity level and trying to transition that into the 26 portion of the schedule.
Yeah, and you look at Sabetha's team, and, you know, a lot of great athletic players on Sabetha boys' side of things, but you look and you've seen it here tonight, Brandon. You've mentioned his name several times. One of the hardest players out there, Cole Mennel. He's not very tall, only 5'9", but you can see, you know, the way he goes up against the rebounds, he can jump. He's extremely athletic. He's quick up and down the floor, and he can knock it down from outside as well.
Cole Mennel, good ball handler. He's got speed, vision, 11 points to lead the Blue Jays tonight. Out of the timeout, Blue Jays by six, under 2 minutes to go here in the third. Thunder with the possession. Here's Schmelzley off a Mackey screen on the left wing. Again, defended well. Ball screen defense has been pretty good tonight for the Blue Jays. Tough shot in the lane, and it's banked in straight away by Caleb Strothman, who's got five. 32-28, Blue Jays lead back to four. 90 seconds to go here in the third. Wurtenberger the touch. Lang, left elbow. Facing, dumping it down inside to Lancer, who's back in. Back up top now to Luker. Picks up the dribble after one bounce. Now Lang up top. Minute 20 to go in the third. Short corner right. Dribbling around the arc. Dumping it down. Lancer lost it. Gathering. Mackey defending. Back up top to Reed Mitchell. 7 seconds here on the shot clock. Mitchell to the rack. Swatted away by Schmelzley. Fans wanted a foul. They get no call. Quickly back up the floor. Now a Lang block shot. So back-to-back blocks for both teams. Thunder keep the possession at a minute to go in the quarter. And the Blue Jays wanted a foul on Schmelzley on that block. They did not get it. The Thunder have it with a 4-point lead. Schmelzley deep from the left wing. Short arms a three. Wurtenberger chases it down in the corner and gets it off to Lanter. Hands it off right back to Wurtenberger near sideline push. Settles it in. 48 seconds to go here in the third. Blue Jays with it up by four. They've led by as many as 10 here in the second half. Here's a pull-up by Lukert. Off the heel from three. Mackey rips away a strong rebound. Six rebounds tonight for Mackey. Quickly up the floor. Little stop, little pop. Missing a layup is Haverkamp, and then a foul on Nemaha Central. Boy, that is a bunny miss. Haverkamp got a defender in the air, had nobody else around, and just a little bit strong off the window. That's a tough sequence for Nemaha Central. The foul going against Strothman, his first, in team foul number two. Cole Middle back in, Jack Frazee as well. Lang's going to get a breather. And we'll also see back in Carson Edelman for Nemaha Central, replacing Mackey. Strategic with some of these subs, with Mackey and Lang both dealing with three fouls.
Yeah, and Sabetha running off of that should have the final shot here, barring something crazy.
Now the shot clock is off. 26 seconds and counting down south as Middle walks it in across the midcourt line. Stops there about two steps in front of it. Now works left, guarded by Schmelzley, down to 16. Blue Jays strategic here, trying to play for that final shot. Picks up the dribble up top. Here's Lukert. Now 8 seconds. Wurtenberger left wing. Wants it back up top to Middle. Down to 5 seconds. He'll stop. Schmelzley defending well. 2 seconds. A foul at the top of the key. And it's only the third team foul against Nemaha Central, so no free throws. That might not be a bad foul there, because there's only 1.5 seconds now left. So maybe a catch, one dribble and shoot, as the foul is called on Jordan Lewis, his first. So 1.5 seconds to go. They try to lock inside, a lot of traffic, and it goes out of bounds. And 0.1 is on the clock. They were trying to go over the top to Frazee, but he was triple-teamed inside, and now the officials huddled up here. They said Sabetha ball. So, but again, just 0.1.
And they might have also been talking about the clock, because when that ball went out of bounds and they stopped, it was 0.5, and they ran it again to 0.1.
Well, they don't put any time. They really don't got a lot of time. They do get a shot up. Oh, man, it was almost put in off the alley-oop attempt by Frazee, but it comes up a touch short. And, boy, we got a dandy going into the fourth quarter. The boys' game, Nemaha County rivalry in Seneca. Blue Jays on the road lead the Thunder 32-28. Final 8 minutes coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exciting fourth quarter coming your way here on KNZA. Nemaha Central and Sabetha in Seneca. Blue Jays opening fourth quarter possession with a 4-point lead. Hard drive from the left wing. Menold attacking. A whistle and a foul 9 seconds into this final 8 minutes. Nemaha foul going against Leighton Thomas. That is his second. A 10-7 Thunder advantage in the third quarter. They got down by as many as 10, but they're within four. Middle to three. It was on target, but strong. Mackey strong with the rebound underneath. His seventh rebound tonight for NC. Transition three. Jordan Lewis, left wing, missed it strong. Backside rebound by Haverkamp, and now he hits the floor, trying to fight through traffic, and John Thomas is going to get a timeout there. It is a full. We'll follow suit. 28 seconds into the fourth quarter. 32-28 Blue Jays. We're back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball here on KMCA, presented by Rainbow Communications. RainbowTel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. So, 28 seconds into the fourth quarter, Blue Jays leading Nemaha Central 32-28. This has been a physical, emotional game, Logan, no doubt about it. But a key stat you just gave me, Thunder have just one timeout left, Blue Jays have three.
Yeah, and that could be huge because we've seen it. Both of these teams kind of went on sprints, if you will, quickly finding rhythm and then kind of giving it back to the other one.
Throw in off the inbounds underneath, tipped out of bounds by Reed Mitchell. So now Thunder setting it up from the side out, in front of their own bench. It was 14-8 Nemaha after one, 25-18 Sabetha at the half, 32-28 Blue Jays. That's where we stand now entering the fourth quarter. Here's Layton Thomas with it. Dribbling between the rings out high, now angles right, waist-high dribbles, hands it off to Schmelzy on the wing, works it back top of the key, now to the left wing. Picks up the dribble there, closed out by Mitchell, back up top to Thomas. 10 seconds here on the shot clock for Nemaha Central. Blue Jay fans loving this defense. Thomas still dribbling near midcourt. Now he pushes the tempo. Schmelzy had it tipped away and out of bounds, and Logan, just 2 seconds on the shot clock here. Blue Jays defense ramped up here.
Yeah, 2 seconds on the shot clock, you got to go quick, but you do have enough time. You can quit one dribble and then try to line yourself up for a shot here.
Charlie Luker, quick sub in here for the Blue Jays, replacing Ian Dieters. So from the side out here, near side, Schmelzy to throw it in, two on the shot clock. Thomas near midcourt, he has to hug. Swished it from midcourt! Thomas, oh my goodness, 32-31 Blue Jays, unbelievable. Blue Jays did everything they could, but the Thunder, a desperation half-court heave. My goodness, Blue Jays have to settle it in now, they're only up one. Here's Minold in the right corner, 6:38 and counting, left in this game. Expected it to be tight, that's what we got. Minold, hard drive, scoop shot with the left hand, no good. Jack Mackey the rebound. Chance for Nemaha Central to take the lead. Here in the corner with it, Jordan Lewis. Now Thomas up top. Right side of the floor. Lewis, right elbow. Thomas up top. Now that's Thomas left wing. Heat check, in and out. Mackey trying to fight for the rebound. Cole Minold has it for the Blue Jays. Minold all the way. Travel called. Yep, that's the right call. Tried that sidestep move, a couple defenders trying to block him. He goes in between, but the pivot foot of Minold drug a little bit too much. Well, the Blue Jays again did everything they could on that previous possession. But Layton Thomas, a desperation shot near midcourt at the end of the shot clock, was nothing but net. And right now it's a one-point lead for the Blue Jays. Under 6 minutes to go in the game. Thunder with the ball. Trying to take their first lead since the first half. Here's a drive shot. Blocked at the rim, but a foul called on Crazy. Boy, it looked good up top. Maybe they got him with the body. That's going to put Jackson Haverkamp at the line to shoot two. Haverkamp has not scored tonight, but he has collected 6 rebounds. Big free throws here. That one no good. Both teams kind of struggled a little bit from the line tonight, so it stays a one-point Blue Jays lead. Kyson Wurtenberger, he's back in. He's given some good minutes here in the second half for the Blue Jays. Haverkamp trying to go 1-for-2. Chance to tie it. Off the heel. Hits the rim again. He goes 0-for-2. It falls off. Reed Mitchell the rebound. Blue Jays 32, Thunder 31. 5:40 to go in the game. Here's Luker, dribbling right wing, back down into the right corner, now up top to Mitchell. Here's Middle to touch, guarded by Hike. Wurtenberger, closing out, shooting a three, and hitting another. 2 threes and 8 points from Kyson Wurtenberger, and it's 35-31. Blue Jays back up 4. 5:18 to go in the game. Wurtenberger, now a steal, taken away by Reed Mitchell. Coast to coast, layup good. 4 points for Reed Mitchell. A 5-0 burst by the Blue Jays. They're back up 6. 3 minutes in, 5 to go. It's been a game of light runs, and now Lang strips it away. He's got a steal. He goes to the rack and lays it in. 12 for Micah Lang, and it's a 7-0 spurt here by the Blue Jays. They're up 8.
Yeah, and you look back at that one timeout. Left Fremont Central can't really use it right now at this moment.
Schmelzley will try to answer straight away. Short arms a 3. Rebound Blue Jays. Well, just about 90 seconds ago, it was 32-31. But it's an 8-0 run, or a 7-0 run, I should say. Right now by the Blue Jays, they're back up 8. 4:25 to go in the game. With the shot clock in a close game, that certainly plays a factor. There's a tie up there on the right wing. And that's going to leave, give it back to Nemaha Central, so they get a stop. Jack Mackey back into the game. Mason Shulian's checking in as well. Thomas and Hike will get breathers here. Nope, take that back. It'll be Thomas and Strothman to get breathers. Hike will stay in the game. 4:17 to go. It's a 7-0 run by the Blue Jays over the last about 90 seconds or so, turning a 1-point lead into now what is an 8-point lead about the halfway point of the fourth quarter. Schmelzley, beautiful move. Hot step in the lane, and he comes up a little hobbled, but he gets a bucket to go. He's got 10. That stops that 7-0 run, and now a timeout here called by the Blue Jays as they worked it into the front court here. And it's a full timeout. We'll follow suit. 3:58 to go here in the boys' contest. It is Sabetha 39, Nemaha Central 33. We're back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Sideline Sports Bar and Grill in Sabetha has recently opened and has delicious food, cold drinks, and a friendly atmosphere. Serving food from 11 to 9, great appetizers, wings, smash burgers, and other great sandwiches. Sidelines has 2 pool tables and 18, yes, 18 big screen TVs. Great place to watch your favorite sport. Stop in and eat before your high school games this fall. Check them out on Facebook. Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill, 1008 Main Street, Sabetha, 284-2978.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KNZA and the Sabetha Channel, 3:58 to go, fourth quarter. It is the Blue Jays 39, Thunder 33. And it's just been kind of a game of small runs, Logan. You look at a 4-0 run here and there, a 5-0 spurt. Blue Jays just rattled off a 7-0 run. And the Thunder came back to get it to within one. It was 32-31. Not that long ago here in the quarter, but right now it's a 6-point advantage. Blue Jays calling that timeout. They got 2 left. Nemaha Central with 1. Michael Lang quickly working inside, spins it up and in. That's all strength for Michael Lang. He's got 14, a touch above his season average. 41-33. Blue Jays back up 8. 3:40 and counting left in this one. Big about 2-minute stretch coming here for Nemaha Central. They need some buckets, need some stops. Right now with the ball, Jackson Haverkamp shovels it to Hike on the right wing. Went left, went back right, diving in, flips it up and in. Acrobatic for Carter Hike. And he's got 10, makes it 41-35. And then Mackey had it tipped inside or tried to get a steal, and Nemaha Central is going to get called for a foul here. No, it's actually on the Blue Jays. They get it on Charlie Lukerts as that ball was on the deck. Blue Jay fans, good thing it ain't Christmas. These officials will not be getting Christmas gifts from the Blue Jay fans tonight, brother. 41-35, Thunder down 6 with the ball. 3:10 and counting, fourth quarter. Here's Hike, dumps it in on the block. Haverkamp trying to muscle it, now kicks it back out to Mackey. He's bumped. No call this time. Schmelzley gets it on the right wing. Now under 3 minutes to go. Mackey trying to go to work, spins to his right. Tough shot, no good. Rebound inside for Kyson Wurtenberger. Quietly might be the second half MVP for Sabetha tonight. 2:46 to go and counting. 6-point Blue Jays lead. They have the ball. Knocked away by Hike, but Reed Mitchell there to pick it up at the top of the key. Still has it. And again, it's knocked away, and Mackey comes away with a steal. Third turnover in the quarter. Thunder down six with the ball. 2.5 minutes to go. Here's Mackey on the right block. Working on Wurtenberger. Shot up and good. Jack Mackey now with four. It's a four-point lead for the Blue Jays. 41-37, 2:20 to go. Michael Lang, head of the circle. Now Mitchell. Wurtenberger, right wing. Back up top. This is Lukerts. A couple of dribbles right. Handles off. Hands it off to Wurtenberger right there. Now Lang left side. Going hard into the lane, and he lost it out of bounds off his knee. Turnover, Blue Jays. Oh, the one positive there for Sabetha. They took about 25, 30 seconds off the clock.
Yeah.
It is 2:03 now remaining in the game as the Thunder down four working into the front court.
That's a big thing for Sabetha. You got to try to find ways to get stops defensively, but you got to try to run clock offensively.
Schmelzley, casual with the dribble, high right on the wing. They reverse it left side to Julian. Now diving in on the cut is Haverkamp. Tough shot. It's good. Jackson Haverkamp saved his first bucket for a big moment. 1:39 to go. It's a two-point Blue Jays lead. 41-39. And now Lang lost it. But it's into the corner. Blue Jays keep the possession alive. They'll reset up top. Thunder with the momentum. There's a whistle and a foul on the perimeter. Defending was Shulian's. I think they get him with the call. They do his first. Both teams with two team fouls each in the fourth. So both teams with a couple of fouls to burn before we get free throws. 1:27 to go. 41-39 Blue Jays with the ball. That resets the shot clock. Dump it in near midcourt. Backing up a touch. Cole Mennel, guarded by Schmelzley. Goes to the right wing. Behind the back with the dribble. Picks it up after that. One bounce. And now extending out this defense with the ball. Lukert has it. Now Mitchell, down to 20 seconds on the shot clock, 1:11 in the game, 2-point Blue Jays lead. Big possession, Middle in the lane, kicks it back out, right side three, off the heel strong, fighting for the rebound, Carter Hike, and it was missed by Charlie Luker, and now a foul on the Blue Jays as two bodies collided near midcourt. And that's Luker, Logan. He is fouled out of the game with a minute to go.
Yeah, that's a big loss just for his defensive side of things here tonight, the way he's played. You lose a guy like that. Now Jack Crazy's going to come in, a bigger body, so we'll see what Newmont Central and Coach Thomas decides to do.
Thunder with the ball, 41-39. They trail the Blue Jays. Clock is on the move, 57 seconds and counting.
The one good thing with Sabetha is even if Newmont Central would hit a three and get the one-point lead, Sabetha would have another chance.
Schmelzley on the dribble up top. Little hop step. Tough shot from the right side is no good. And a rebound and a foul. Mennel pulled down the rebound, and Nemaha Central called for the foul with 44 seconds to go.
And that's Jack Mackey's fourth.
Mackey picks up his fourth. I doubt he comes out. At this point in the game, Blue Jays are up two with the ball. About 9-second difference here between the shot clock and the game clock. So the Thunder don't have to really force the issue here. They could play it out. And now from two timeouts left to one as Sabetha burns their second to last timeout. It's a full. We'll follow suit. Don't go anywhere. Blue Jays on the road. 41-39. They have the possession with 36 seconds remaining in the game. Again, a tight 30. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
How about it here in Seneca tonight? The boys' game coming down the wire. The rivalry that is Sabetha and Nemaha Central. Sabetha with the ball, a two-point lead. It's 41-39, 36 seconds remaining in the game, 26 on the shot clock. Both teams have one timeout left. Both teams have one foul to give. It'll be Hike, Mackey, Haverkamp, Shulians, and Schmelzley on the floor for NC. You got Frazee, you got Mennold, you got Lang, you got Mitchell, and Wurtenberger on the floor for the Blue Jays. 41-39, Blue Jays plus two. Now 9 second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Here's Mitchell around the arc. He'll dive in. Dumps it down to Frazee. Shot no, but a foul. 24 seconds to go. The shot clock officially turned off. And Jack Frazee, two big free throws incoming for the 6'2 junior.
Yeah, and that foul was on Caleb Schmelzley, his second. So good day for, if your coach John Thomas kind of has to hold your breath, maybe thinking Mackey is being right there at the same time.
Frazee, two massive free throws on the way. The first one is in there. Logan, he's just 47% at the line this season. I'm sure these are about as pressure-packed as he has had from the stripe. It's a three-point game. His second, pure. Two huge free throws for Jack Frazee. 43-39 Blue Jays, 21 seconds and counting. Thunder need a quick basket. Schmelzley all the way, tough shot, no, a lot of contact. Ball tipped, saved into Wurtenberger. Blue Jays have the ball, 12 seconds to go. They get it up the floor to Frazee, and he's quickly fouled by Mackey, and that's going to foul him out of the game with 9 seconds to go. He had no choice.
Yeah, that was a smart play, heads-up play by Frazee, knowing, hey, I got a wide-open layup, but let's just hold the ball and make him have to foul here.
So Schmelzley with NC needing a quick bucket. He took it in from the right wing, tried to maybe elude contact when he should have tried to maybe get that contact, maybe get a foul call. But a four-point lead, 9 seconds to go, Frazee at the line. And that one is not there. He just made two big ones a moment ago to get this four-point lead. Now the Blue Jays will back everyone off near midcourt. Ma Central still one timeout left. The second is good. Three big free throws down the stretch for Frazee. 9 seconds to go. Blue Jays by five. Thomas, quick three right side. Front rim, no. Tipped in the air, still fighting for it. It's out of bounds on the baseline, and Nemaha Central has it, but only 2 seconds remaining in the game. Boy, the Blue Jays nearly gave it away, but it appears they're going to hold on. Carter Hike will throw it in, right to his own backboard. Schmelzley, deep three at the buzzer, no, and that'll do it. Sabetha in hostile territory with a big league win to go to 2-1 in Big East League play. Nemaha Central, they have now lost 4 consecutive games and are 0-2 in league play. Final in the boys' game, it was fun. Sabetha 44, Nemaha Central 39, our postgame. Coming your way next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the biz for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We'll wrap things up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at B Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the B Outdoors Real Estate post-game show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hi, my name is Kristen Morey, and I am the office manager at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. I have worked here for 13 years, and it is an extremely fun and rewarding place to work. What I love most about my job is being part of a team that is passionate about health and developing relationships with our patients. We want our patients to feel like family, and over time, that is exactly what they become. If you are looking for chiropractic care, we would love to meet you. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At B Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. The Outdoors, real estate made simple.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back one final time here on a KNZA, also the Sabetha Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. We got Logan Bitterman alongside. Appreciate Lucas helping out here tonight. We got Reed as well, who helped out in the girls' game. Megan Sturton in studio, Brandon Tedman with you. Boy, we expected a good, fun contest in the boys' game, Logan. That is exactly what we got as Sabetha comes into hostile territory. The rival that is Nemaha Central and escapes 44-39, led by as many as 10 in that third quarter. Nemaha Central early in the fourth got it to within one, but the Blue Jays responded with a 7-0 run. You know, late in the game, it was a one-possession tilt. Jack Frazee hitting three massive free throws down the stretch to help the Blue Jays secure it. But fun times here tonight. Always fun when these two teams hook up, no matter what sport it is. But the boys' game, physical, emotional, and the Blue Jays, a big league win. Get that record back to 500 at 4-4, and now 2-1 in league play.
Yeah, and you said it. Whenever these two teams match up, it's always a fun game. It always seems like it comes down to, you know, maybe who has the ball last or last possession. And so it seems like something crazy usually happens every time these two teams match up as well. And you looked at, you know, the girls' game, Nemaha Central just kind of ran away with that one right off the tip-off. But then in the boys' game, Nemaha Central boys kind of looked like maybe they were going to kind of possibly try to run away with it. They got up, you know, 14-4. So both the boys chipped away in the second quarter, got the, you know, lead going into halftime, and then almost relinquished it back to Nemaha Central again. You remember, Brandon, 32-31 at one point there in that final quarter of play before Sabetha finally just said, we're just going to, you know, do our thing. We're going to find ways offensively to get points, and we're just going to get stops defensively. And that's what Sabetha did here in this one. We got some crazy controversial calls, if you will, you know, from our standpoint. Obviously, the fans, both sides, wanting calls going their way but didn't get them, and then some of them they did. And, you know, you look at that, and then you also look at that big buzzer-beating shot down here on the shot clock by Thomas. You know, that was a game-changer. That put them down by one at 32-31. So Sabetha just kind of just able to, you know, get the late push there to get the win. But we got one more matchup between these two teams for sure this season in Sabetha coming up later on in the season. That could be a fun one as well.
Well, that later on matchup in the season will be a non-league game. This was the league game tonight between these two, so it was obviously big, you know, both sides, girls and boys. And for Nemaha, we mentioned Nemaha girls led 34-4 at the half, would win it by 28. Boys game was tight, but the second quarter really kind of the big run. Blue Jays outscored the Thunder 17-4 in the second, led it by 7 at the half. We just mentioned early on in the fourth quarter, Thunder went on a run to get to within 1 after a wild circus shot from half court to beat the shot clock by Leighton Thomas. But the Blue Jays immediately responded with a 7-0 run to get back an 8-point lead. They would ultimately hold on. Some big free throws down the stretch by Jack Frazee as that helped secure at Sabetha their fourth win of the year. All right, let's go through some of the stats. We'll get you our player of the game, and then we'll get you out of here. And we're off and running, man. We're back after the break. We're in the full swing now. Back here on KNZA Friday night, by the way, we will see Nemaha again as they travel to Perry Lecompton, so we'll have that for you on Friday night. But again, nonetheless, Sabetha winning it 44-39. They got 14 points from Micah Lang. They got 11 points and 6 rebounds from Cole Minnell. They got 8 and 6 from Kyson Wurtenberger off the bench. He played some good minutes in that second half. Jack Frazee had 7, and then Reed Mitchell, 4 points and 5 rebounds as well. Nemaha Central got 10 from Caleb Schmelsley. Certainly had to work hard for those 10 points. Carter Hike had 10 as well. He had 5 points apiece from Caleb Strothman and Leighton Thomas. 4 points, 8 rebounds from Jack Mackey. And then 3 points in the book from Jordan Lewis. 2 points and 6 rebounds from Jackson Haverkamp. Sabetha, some of the team stats, 13 turnovers, 29 rebounds. They were 4 of 9 at the line and hit 4 threes. Nemaha Central, 9 turnovers, 22 rebounds. They hit 3 threes and just 2 of 6 at the line. Again, our stats all season long here on KNZA brought to you by the Optimize Tax Management Group. All right, let's get you our player of the game brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. And I think you have 2 or 3 that you can make an argument. Again, it was a lower-scoring game tonight. There wasn't a ton of offense in the books. We had multiple double-digit scores, but it's barely above 10. I just think quality minutes, you look at a guy like Kyson Wurtenberger, who came in, really didn't play at all in that first half, a 6'4 sophomore for the Blue Jays, hasn't played in every game this year. He was averaging just 2 points and less than 2 rebounds a game. He hit 2 massive threes in the second half, 8 big points, 6 big rebounds off the bench. I'm just saying, I'm throwing it out there, Logan. Michael Lang, casual work. You know, he came in averaging 13-6, finishes with 14-5, and then Cole Menold, averaging 9 on the year, finishes with 11, 6 rebounds as well. But, you know, those three kind of leading the charge in terms of the offensive output. Who are you liking for our player of the game?
Yeah, you just said it. All three of those guys playing great this evening. And you kind of look at it and you say, well, how do we go away from somebody like Michael Lane, who was the leading scorer for the Blue Jays? But, you know, you said it. Just the valuable minutes that somebody like Kyson Wurtenberger off the bench doesn't play quite as much as maybe some people think he should be playing, but tonight he kind of proved and said, hey,
with you. That's a good-looking player right there.
I'm going to be on this varsity team for the next couple years. I got to try to help these guys who are seniors, even the juniors. I got to try to help them out and try to, you know, not let us get, especially beat by our rival, on their court. We got to try to get the win. But we're also going to stay with the sophomores on the player of the game. Again, you know, Nemo Central, Kennedy McKee getting it on that side. But, again, Kyson Wurtenberger just played a phenomenal game off the bench. And I agree with you. I think it's got to go to him.
His energy, his effort, his 2 big threes in the second half were just at crucial times. And again, a 6'4 sophomore, part of that JV squad last year that went 17-2. It's just valuable minutes. Again, statistically, it's not going to blow you off the page by any stretch, but the valuable minutes, Kyson Wurtenberger, we're going to give him an honor tonight. Our player of the game, again, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha.